How many people would like to please God? Would you enjoy pleasing God? Now, when Kathy asked me this, I didn't have a sermon or nothing, man. I said, well, let me go get something. But that was at 9 o'clock this morning. She don't give you much, the Lord don't give you much time when he uses Kathy, but, but instant in season and out of season. And I got to thinking, so I'm going to minister on 5 ways to please the Lord. Now, you know, we know the only way you're going to please God is through faith. Hebrews 11 says it is impossible to please God unless you have faith. Well, in fact, let's go read that real quickly so you'll understand. That'd be Hebrews chapter 11, just real quick. And this is not my text, but I mean, it's good. It will go along with it. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Think about that. Faith. People ask me why I talk about faith so much. I want to please God. Because it's impossible. I don't care. You could give God $50 billion, wouldn't please him a lick. You gave him 50 cents by faith, you'd please him, you'd make him smile so much, it would take trillions of years to take the smile off his face. I'm telling you. He said, look at verse 6 here of Hebrews 11. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So notice in that verse that he is a rewarder. In other words, he likes to bless his children. I don't know why people get so mad over prosperity. All God want to do is be a blessing to you. If you just let him. And it's amazing how the church won't let him. They think he enjoys suffering. He don't enjoy any of that. Because when he created Adam and Eve, there wasn't nothing suffering in that great garden. They didn't even have to cut the grass. Ain't that good? Grass just cut itself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Think about that for a minute. I mean, it was a garden. There were no weeds. There were roses with no thorns. Wow. Think about that. The fragrance. Oh, can you imagine the great smell when God would come and walk in the cool of the day? There was no suffering going on. That was his perfect will of God. Perfect will for mankind. Now, how many of y'all want to be blessed? Amen. Go with me to the book of Revelations. I'm going to show you something. People ask me, say, how can I get blessed like Jesse the Planet? Well, here, I'm going to give you just a little, not a secret. It's been here for thousands of years. Now, are you at Revelation chapter 1? All right. How many of you can read? Hold your hand up if you can read. Hold it up. I'll pray for you if your arms are tired or something. Hold your hand up if you can read. You can read, right? Watch this. Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ. See, people call it the book of Revelation. No, it's not. It's the revelation, the revealed knowledge of who Christ is. That's what it is. Dealing with a person here. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. Now, let me explain that. This was, you know, Jesus only been gone 2 days. This is a weekend. 1,000 years is one day with the Lord. That's why he's saying it shortly. See, watch this. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. So this is 2 days ago in God's way of thinking. That's a weekend. Follow? Who bear record of the word of God, verse 2, of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Now, how many of y'all can read? Hold your hand up. How many of y'all want to be blessed? Spiritually, physically, financially. All right. Watch this. You ain't got to understand it. You just got to read it. It says blessed. That means empowered to prosper. Is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy. Let me say that again. Blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. If you just want to be blessed, all you got to do is read this. You don't even have to understand it. Because faith cometh by hearing, not by heard. So you got to hear it. So yeah, if you just read it out loud. So I don't quite understand. Neither is theologians. This is the book of eschatology, the end times. All kinds of different things are going on. A lot of them got all kinds of different ways of talking about Revelation. And you know, I quit trying to understand all those ways. I just read it and I get blessed. How many of y'all want to be blessed? We ought at least once a day go get you a verse, go read something in the book of Revelation. Amen. Blessed is the person to read the book. All you got to do is read it. I'm preaching better than y'all shouting right now, Lord Jesus. You see what I'm saying? Now, faith will come when you read. Faith cometh. Do you see what I'm saying? So Hebrews says, how do you please God? Well, the only way you can please him is you got to use some faith. Well, how many of y'all want to be blessed? Hold your hand up. All you got to do is read. Think about that. And boy, when you begin to read, you'll begin to get revealed knowledge, Lord Jesus, that'll bless you. Now, let's start this sermon here. Go to, with me to Psalms chapter 1. Psalms chapter 1. Five ways in which to just please God, just make him smile. And we're going to deal with that today. And I believe it'll bless you and minister greatly to you. Five ways. Pretty simple stuff. I mean, you know, I've had people say, but Jesse, you seem to be a blessed man. I am a blessed man. I am truly a blessed man. And most people, when they say, they think that's financial. No, no. I just enjoy getting up every day and going to bed every day. Every day above ground is a good day. It's a good day. Glory to God. I mean, it just is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, I mean, I just get up and say, well, Lord, this is the day. That's what I say. This is the day the Lord hath made. I'm going to rejoice. Well, notice I'm calling those things that be not as though they were when I said it. I'm going to rejoice. I don't even know what the day's going to be. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. See, I am creating my world and walking in it by rejoicing. Think about that. So I get up before I do my daily devotion. As I walk up, I have a chapel in my home. As I walk up to that chapel, I say, this is the day the Lord hath made. He said, what you going to do? I'm going to rejoice. See, I'm calling those things to be not as though they were. Oh, man. You see, do you understand that? And I said, to make sure I get blessed, I go read Revelation. Just read it. Think about that. There's seven churches in the book of Revelation. I'm one of them. I am the church. So are you. So to the church of Jesse. To the church of Darrell. To the church of Kenny. My God, man, think about that. Creating your world and walking in it. Glory to God. What a blessing of the Lord that is. So are you ready to get these things? Now, we're going to just do a little teaching. I'll try to be a little Nathaniel. Should I cut my hair? No. Just I give my hard time. Look what it says in Psalms chapter 1, verse 1. It says, blessed. Boy, that's pretty big, isn't it? That means empowered to prosper. Blessed. Here's number one. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. You should not be getting any information whatsoever at all for anybody that's ungodly. Because it'll affect you spiritually, physically, and financially. An ungodly person cannot please God. What are you trying to get information from an idiot? Write this down. Blessed is a specialized word. It is a gracious word. I love that. Blessed is a specialized word. It is a gracious word found in the religious vocabulary. You hear people say that a lot of times. How you doing? I'm blessed. Means I'm empowered to prosper. I'm empowered. Power, see. This makes God happy because there's no poverty in blessed. Because poverty is a curse. So when people get mad at me, they say, boy, he's so blessed. Yes. What it actually saying is, he's so pleasing to God. Oh, I just made some of y'all mad right there, Lord. Some of y'all watching my television. Just calm yourself down. Turn around, we'll pet the fur down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's pleasing God. She's pleasing God because they understand the specialized word called blessed. My God, the ability. Woo, Lord, to prosper. Quit thinking just money. That's just one facet of it. Blessed is a specialized word. It's a gracious word. It's found in the religious vocabulary. Now you see, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. What does that mean? Write this down. Guarding your direction is essential. You should never let yourself drift. See, I never let myself drift toward poverty. I never let myself drift toward sickness. I never let myself drift toward bitterness, anger, things of that nature because somebody done something they shouldn't have done. I mean, nobody likes it. In other words, how be it when the Spirit of truth has come, the Bible said he guides you in all truth. Did he say that? So you got to understand something. You are on a course. You're on a trip to a destination. to find your destiny. Well, I was talking to some people the other day in Kathy's office, and I said, life is like a puzzle. It's made up of many, many pieces, and it'll stay just in a box. But if you put the pieces together, it produces a picture. You see, Covenant Church is made up of many pieces. It is not complete when you're not here. Amen. It's not. You know, right now, even though Pastor's ministering, and he's also resting and stuff, we're not complete because he's not here. It's kind of something around Christmas, and when you come home, you go over to your mom and dad, your grandmas and all, and grandpa, and y'all all having Christmas dinner and Thanksgiving dinner. It just seems complete. All the kids running, going crazy, jumping, screaming, hollering, all that kind of stuff. Even though it's a little aggravating, it's kind of nice, isn't it? Think about it. Why? Because a complete picture of the family is there. So guarding, let me just say that guarding your direction is essential. You should never let yourself drift. Why? Because it says, blessed or empowered to prosper is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. See, the tides of your intellect will widen when the distance between yourself and God. Let me say it again. The tides of your intellect will widen the distance between yourself and God. You see, intellect, I'm going to tell you something. I don't deal much with intellect when I come to God. First thing first, how I'm going to match my intellect with the Almighty. I mean, think about that. You understand what I'm saying? It's just impossible. So I don't try to outsmart him. Let me just help you. I don't even try to be smart around him. Why? Because you're dealing with God here. Beyond human comprehension. Who flung the stars with his hands. You call it the Big Bang, do what you want, buddy. She did bang. Blew it out there. Now multiple universes. Wormholes. Ask Morgan Freeman. All the different things. Are you going to try to outsmart God? And then you got some idiot says there is no God. Now that's an idiot. But man said, I don't believe in God. I said, that don't change it. Still true. You see? So blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. A pastor asked me one time at this building, if you look around this building is totally debt free. We've never owed one dime on this building ever. We walked in this building in 2000, totally, completely debt free. A brand new church here in the surrounding city of New Orleans, Louisiana, debt free. People say, how did you do it? I still got people asking me that. How did you do that? I said, I did not take any counsel from the ungodly. It was not easy. Because the ones that were trying to give me counsel were actually smarter than me when it came to building stuff. Yeah, they knew how to do all this stuff. And they were trying to tell me what it was going to cost. They didn't realize I already knew what it was going to cost because the Lord already had spoken it. It wasn't through my intellect, it was through my spirit. See, this was a way to please God. Do you see that? So I guarded my direction. I would not receive counsel from the ungodly. Notice that. Why? I did that by using that specialized word. And I'd read me a little piece in Revelation. Oh, I'm going to be blessed today as I was building this place. And God gave me favor where there was no favor. It was amazing to see how the Lord went to work in here. Even all the men that were working it changed people's lives. I'm telling you, it was amazing. Things happened here that were just unbelievable, impossible, but yet doable. Think about that. Do you know underneath your feet, underneath this slab, is actually thousands and hundreds of thousands of people's names that we buried in here. That if Jesus tarries or something ever happened, they ever tear this slab up, they're going to have a record. Yeah. Why? Because you see, people came together as one and helped us build this place. They were guided by the Spirit of God. And if you notice, we have not never let it drift. Why? We've made it home, sweet home. I was talking to this little lady on the front row. We were talking just a while ago, and she was telling me, she said, you know, one of my children said, I went, I felt like I was home. You're home. Why? Because you see, when you go home, especially as a kid, you know, children never worry about the mortgage. They're never concerned about the light bill. They ain't worried about the groceries. They bring their kids, their friends over just to eat your stuff. And you just smile. It's amazing, isn't it? Why? They're at home. Even after they married and they come back, they're still at home. They still go to the refrigerator. They still go do whatever they want to do. Glory to God. Why? It's supposed to be that way. Why? Because you never break apart. You don't, even though you have your own life, don't misunderstand me. See, and you know, that's why I bring God with me everywhere I go. Why? First, I want to please him by being blessed. So I don't accept the counsel of the ungodly. Number two, watch this statement here. And most of the church mess up bad on this. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Do you know how much the church has stood in the way of sinners? You ever notice Brother Jesse doesn't criticize homosexuals? I saw people looking. You know what I'm saying? I don't criticize thieves, murderers. Well, you know, they could repent. Now, I'll tell them what's wrong. If they don't believe it, that's their business. But why? I will not stand in the way of a sinner. The reason why I didn't get saved until I was a man is because the church stopped me from getting saved. They were trying to clean the fish before they caught it. That's called gutting you. I remember if I didn't look their way, oh, Lord Jesus. You see, I was probably the first real radical in high school that I wore bell-bottom and flared pants and long hair. Oh, was I rebellious? My dad said if I ever ran away from home and hid in a barbershop, he'd never find me. Because I believed in hair, boy. I mean, I had hair. I had thick hair. Still got thick hair. But I thought, my hair was long. My dad said he couldn't get over that. Just couldn't get over that. Church said he just not. They stood in my way. Instead of loving me, they judged me. Nor standeth in the way of sinners. What do you say? I'm saying be a way for sinners instead of being in the way. Write it down. Be a way for sinners instead of being in the way. You see, you cannot bend people to your wishes. I had a homosexual man one time not too long ago come up to me and say, you don't like me. I said, no, you said that. I didn't say that. I don't even know who you are. Well, I heard you said that homosexuality is a sin. I said, I didn't say that. Yes, you did. I said, no, I didn't. Jesus said it. The Lord said it. I just repeated it. But that doesn't mean he hates you. So it's heterosexual sin. Sin's sin in God's eyes. You follow what I'm saying? I've never met a person that didn't make a mistake. Every person I've ever met has made mistakes in life. You see what I'm saying? Instead of just, categorizing their mistake, why don't we categorize their victory over it? You see, why? I don't want to be in the way of a sinner. Oh, you hear what I'm saying? He just looked at me and we started talking. And before you know it, man, I mean, I had him on my side. I said, I don't doubt you. You're a smart man. That's not there. You know, I'm very talented. You know, I don't have, but the reason why I say that is I'd like to get to know you for eternity instead of just this little span of life. See, you got to go to heaven because I ain't going to hell and neither should you. You follow what I'm saying? See, that's walking in the light of God and the light of who he is. I just let my light shine. The other day I went with Kathy. I called up my girls there. I called up Jody and I called up Kathy and I said, hey, I said, why don't I take my girls out to lunch? And of course, I'd have took Meredith too, but she was in school, you know, or camp or whatever you call it. And I said, I'll take y'all out and buy y'all something. Whatever y'all want to buy y'all something. And they said, okay. So we went out to lunch, glory to God. I said, just get whatever you want. I'll buy you something. I'm in a buying mood. I'm in a giving mood. And they didn't mean to get that much of anything. I don't think just a few cosmetic stuff, perfumes and stuff. I never realized how much perfume there is for men now. They have men counters and all kinds of stuff. You know, so, and me, I don't buy any of that. You know, I have wonderful body odor that I don't need perfume. No, just hallelujah. Well, how many times I've walked in all, they say, boss, you smell good. I said, body odor. No, it ain't. Well, anyway, make a long story short, I just come walking up to the counter and this young man goes, oh my God. Oh my God, my God. Oh Jesus. It's you. I said, yes, it is. My mother just loves you. I just can't wait to tell her that I saw you. Well, people were just looking like, whoa. I said, well, I'm glad you saw me. Tell your mama I appreciate her watching my program. I didn't criticize that boy. Now he was flaming. That's all right. I just smiled at him. He said, you know, you're really nice. I said, yes, I am. I don't doubt he probably is waiting for me to just nail him to the wall. You know what I'm saying? I don't do that. No. Why? I don't want to stand in his way. I want to be a way. See, that's number two. How to please God. Don't stand in the way of the person God's trying to get saved. See, we can't bend people to our wishes. We must obey God's word instead of our opinions, or we will suffer the consequences of rebellion. I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm giving you what the word of God said. And I looked at him. I said, well, young man, you have a nice day. You did a nice job. And my guy, I think they gave him some samples too, beside whatever we bought. I don't know what, half all this stuff, you know, they believe all. I don't believe any of that junk. I'll put this on, go make you look younger. What happened to you? I didn't say it. I didn't say it, but I just, you know, excuse me. You know, glory to God. Oil of Olay, mystical, magical body fluid. You better get you a barrel full. I don't believe all that stuff. Me and Nate, we go round and round all that. He's so healthy, he believes in all his health. I don't believe he's trash. They're just selling something. That's all they do. Oh, if you eat this. What is kale? They ran out of cabbage. They found something else just to sell you. You got to eat it. You got to have teeth like a horse. It's so hard. And people just believe it. And I go, good Lord. Now, you need to take care of yourself. Don't misunderstand me. But I tell you what, they'll put something on sale. They ain't no good. Make it tell you that it's healthy. It's amazing to me. You know, no, don't eat that. Don't eat no fried chicken. Man, that'll kill you. Get some roasted chicken. You ever wonder what the chicken ate? They were pumping more stuff into that chicken. You can shake a stick. I've been in them chicken farms. They keep the lights on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and them chickens are just eating. Some of them have a heart attack because they get so fat. Throw him in the cooker, man. Bless God. Send it to you and say, enjoy this roasted chicken. I've been there. I've seen it many times. I just smile. That's why I pray over my food. I always pray over my food. I don't forget praying over my food. I don't, because they might have spit in there. I want to make sure that my food is blessed. I pray over it. I pray out loud. I do. I pray, oh, Jesus. I've had people go, put their head down. Sometimes I pray and make them think a little bit. Lord, there ain't no telling. They might have got this out the garbage can. People go, ooh. I've seen people make the sign of the cross over a piece of chicken. We was at the Cheesecake Factory the other day with Blessing just sitting there. The Lord said, go pray for that lady. That's okay. I said, get that. Lord just tell me to go pray for that lady. Now, you know, in Cheesecake Factory, full all the time. People standing up around. Just at the foyer by the desk. I just walked up. I said, the Lord just told me to pray for you. Give me a hand. I said, everybody just look. I can see goes. I said, that don't make no difference. Pancreatic cancer, you need prayer. Who cares is watching. So I did. I grabbed her little hand. I said, Father, in Jesus' name, I don't care who's hearing this, who's watching this. I saw people go, heal a body, Lord Jesus. Just minister healing to her. She just couldn't get over it. She didn't know what to say. Because most people wouldn't do that. You only do that at church. Cancer don't care if you're at church. It don't care if you're in a store. You understand? And I gave her your miracle. I said, we have some friend in our church. They said he had cancer, and all of a sudden he got back a report. He got nothing. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hold your hand up there so people can see what I'm talking about. Yeah. See, you got to understand something about covenant church. That's why I tell people to come here, not just so I can count you and get more money out of you. Because if Satan attacked you, we circle wagons here. You understand? We enter the Western world. Ward, Bond, John Wayne. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We circle a wagon, son. Fight you want, fight you gonna get. Devil ain't gonna just fight you, he gonna have to fight us all. And we ain't giving up. You follow what I'm saying? Because you need that at times. You see. So So I just prayed for it. I just felt so good. And then I'm constantly in, I don't mean this private, I'm constantly in tune with God. Mitch, I mean, whatever the Lord tell me to do, I'm going to go do it. So we just sitting there, like, glory to God. And Kathy, I said, what do you want? She orders me, ordering all the kind of stuff. We're just sitting there like that. And I mean, it was kind of a cheap meal, $27. $27.02. I said, Lord, gee, that's pretty cheap. And that little girl, young lady says, is there anything else you need? And you know, they were just trying to get up. I said, no, we're doing fine. Thank you. And the Lord, I said, now I want you to take care of me because I'm going to take care of you. I said, whatever this woman wants, just give it to her. I'm going to take care of you. I'm pretty sure they've heard that many times. That means a tip to them. See, that's how they make their living. So I'm just sitting there and I said, Lord, he said, bless her. I said, yes, sir. Did I know her? No, I didn't know her. Never seen it before in my life that I know of. Kathy, you ever seen that lady? I've never seen it before. So she comes out there and I said, now, I put down $27.02. So, yeah, I put that in the bill. She just looks at me and a tip in there, you know. She go, oh. She don't say nothing. She's nice. You know, yeah, I'm going to never forget you, you old tight white sucker. You know. Hey. See, sometimes you think God tight on you. You see what I'm saying? We ain't finished yet. See, you're just looking at the bill. So I put the $27.02, whatever it was, in there, and I closed. I said, thank you very much. Oh, by the way, this is yours. And I gave her $100. I said, she goes, shut up. That's what she said. I thought, why are you telling me to shut up? But I think young people say that quite a bit. Shut up. She said, are you serious? I said, yes, I told you I was coming to bless you, but you had your eyes on that bill. She goes, I was having a bad day. It was a bad day. Can I hug you? I said, sure. She just hugged me. She looked at Kathy. Can I hug you? Kathy goes, of course. We didn't stand in her way. I heard some people behind me say, that guy just gave that girl $100. Who if he'd have told me to give her $1,000, I'd have done it. I don't care. I'm not bragging. I know people, oh, that's bragging. No, I ain't bragging. I can brag more with the money in my pocket than in yours. I'm just not standing in the way. I'm becoming a way. Jesus is the way. Amen. If he's the way, you can't get lost. Amen. If he's the truth, you cannot be deceived. If he's the life, the devil can't kid you. See, these are five ways, man, that just blesses the Lord. So number one, it blessed is that you don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Number two, nor stand in the way of sinners. Number three, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Scornful. I tell you, I don't like her. I wish they'd just go somewhere else. Why don't you go? What makes you think she's the bad apple? You might be a bad watermelon. Wait a minute, who do you think you ought to start with? Scornful. Tell you one thing. That's not pleasing to God. But you see, watch this. Nor sitteth. Now you sit down on the seat of the scornful. Write this down. People that scorn have a shallow purpose in life. They have a heart disease. They have a diseased heart. It's called a sour heart. They're always sour about something. You don't bleed the way we bleed. That's a heart disease. Sour. They shallow, very shallow, see? People that scorn have a shallow purpose in life. They have a heart disease, a sour heart. A scorner is lifted above advice. Oh, you can't talk to a scorner because they just think they know everything. I've been coming to this church for 7 years. That's why it hadn't grown. You've been critical for 47 years. You don't come to critique a preacher. Who do you think you are? Since when you became some professor? I don't like what he said. Why? Because it was for you? I can tell you I want Pastor Nate back. I can see that. No. So you're sitting in the seat of the scornful. See, a scorner is lifted above advice. There's nothing he or she will not despise or insult. They become a cynic. Oh, they'll insult something. You know, always something. Watch for people that are always pointing fingers. And if you notice, most of the time, people like that take up most of the time out of a church. And the good people, they're just glad to hear. They thank God. They just blessed. It's just amazing. I'll never forget one time I was in a pastor's office, church of about, I think 4,000. And David, it was so funny. I was just standing there, you know, and all of a sudden this lady just come in. She don't care if I'm the guest speaker or not. She said, I got a bone to pick with you, pastor, right in front of me. And I thought, what kind of idiot woman this is? But I was smiling, you know, she said, people in the church are all disturbed. And he said, disturbed over what? Well, we don't think you ought to do this. There's a lot of people. He said, how many? She went, what? He said, how many are disturbed? So she seemed to know all about it. That's church of 4,000. She said, 6. I love that part. He said, do you think I'm going to change the direction of this church because 6 people are disturbed compared to 4,000? Get your butt out of here. She goes, how? I said, I second that decree. Silliness, isn't it? See, a scorner, cynic, they will insult quickly. They will despise because they're above advice, because they're sitting in the seat of the scornful. Good Lord, man, think about that. That's a sour heart, a diseased heart. I refuse to fight people. You understand what I'm saying? Now, there's some things people do I don't like. I ain't saying it's fun. But I just leave that in God's capable hands. I mean, as much as I mean, I've been with Kathy 44 years, married to her, 2 years before that date, and I guess maybe a little more than 2, I'm not sure, something like that. And there's some things, bless God, that woman still does, drives me nuts. Craziness. I thought, my God, I have told her this for 44 years, will not change. Maybe because she don't want to. Or maybe I'm wrong. That can't be. That just can't be. Or can it be? And then she tries to change me. That can't be. No. No. She's always, there's something I do just drives her nuts. Supposed to. That's called marriage. You hear people say, we've never had an argument. That's the biggest liars you've ever met in your entire life. Why? Because just because you got married didn't mean your personality changed. You still are you, even though you're one. You still are you, you know what I'm saying? Those kind of things. You ever get mad at somebody you don't know because they did something in the neighborhood you don't like? I don't think they should have done that. Well, go tell them. Oh, I ain't doing that. Well, then shut up. Somebody sent me a note or something. I think Mary gave it to me. They said, are you against a parade? I said, what parade? Well, somebody wants to do a parade down Armand Boulevard. I didn't even know there was somebody wanting to do a parade down Armand Boulevard. I said, well, didn't I tell you the truth? I never thought of it. Parade for what? Mardi Gras or something like that? Yeah, but Jefferson Parish shut them down. And St. Charles is thinking about having them do a parade. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. Because you know how people, they use the bathroom in your yard and everything? Get your BB gun out. They'll zip up, so. You got a revelation? Look at y'all, boy. Oh, Jesus. Well, I never thought about it. You know what I mean? I don't know anything about no parade. I said, well, nobody's ever contacted me. Just wanted you to know. And a lot of people getting on social media about it and all that kind of stuff. You know, and I never have. I don't know. You know, and I guess people do stupid stuff. You know, I mean, you know, they'll drive up my yard, cut ruts, and they shouldn't do that. You know, and so if you want to voice that, you voice it. You voice your opinion, that kind of stuff. You ever had somebody paint a house? That's the ugliest you ever saw, and it has to be close to you. I saw a woman paint a house purple. It looked like a purple heart. It was beating. I go, what do they see in that? Finally, I stopped one time. I said, why'd y'all paint this house purple? We love purple. I said, I can tell. You like purple? Yeah. I didn't tell her, not on a house, but I like purple. But I just smiled. That's what she like. That's fine with me. Why? I'm not going to sit in the seat of the scornful. Why? I want to please God. I want to make him happy. Now notice number 4. But his delight, is in the law of the Lord or in the Word of God. Is it a delight when you read Scripture? Because it's God talking to you in reading form. Think about that. Five ways just to please my God. His delight is in the Word of God. Why? The Word enriches the mind. The Word broadens the mind. The Word quickens the mind. So it enriches, it broadens, and it quickens the mind. Why the mind? Why not the spirit? Because be not conformed to the world, but you're transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your spirit don't need to be renewed. It's your mind. So your mind needs to be enriched, broadened, and quickened. And that's done through the delight of the Lord. You know why I never did like going to church? Because there was nothing going there. When I was a kid, Mama used to beat me. She said, she drugged me to church. I hated church. Why? Because there was nothing going on. Everything was wrong. They never told me anything right. You'll never amount to this. You'll never amount to that. Oh, it's not good. God, man. I thought I should have stayed home, Mama. And boy, Mama get mad at me. Boy, you need to go to church. I said, well, I don't want to go to church, Mama. I said, the preacher running around with the piano player, and you still going? Oh, Mama get mad. Don't you talk about the man of God, Lord. I said, he ain't no man of God, Mama. I hadn't enough sense to know he wasn't a man of God. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. You know them by the fruit. You're supposed to be an example. Even if you are president of the United States. It's called 24 hours a day. It's just not when you're in the Oval Office. That's a tough job. I would advise you not to run. Because you don't realize what you're getting yourself into. I don't think Barack Obama realized what he got himself into. Most presidents. That's why they're so glad to get out. You ever notice that? Except maybe one or two, or one. That's all I'm going to say about that. I mean, you can't hardly find George W. Bush. He's just running. Lord, Lord. Notice how they age. The pressures of those things. Well, this is what I'd do. You don't know what you would do. You don't have that information. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have a campaign without criticism? In all the, you know, national, local, instead of just always, you know, I hate it when a commercial comes on because it's just cutting somebody's guts out about something. They don't tell you the whole story. They just give you that little fine little line, blank on TV. If you really want to know if anything's worth anything, read the fine print, but they don't give you time. They just saved themselves from a lawsuit. I prefer to delight myself in the Word of God. Well, if I want to have a good day, I just go to Genesis 1. In the beginning. I say, okay, let's start over, God. Me and Kathy, we hollered at each other yesterday. She said, you trying to ruin my Saturday. I want to say, you ruined my life. You know, it just starts exploding, you know what I mean, when you get a little irritated. So, man, it got real frosty, even though it was 90-something degrees yesterday. It was frosty in that car. She got out the car, she had a little problem with her leg. And I said, I just hope the thing breaks on my leg. I'll pray for God to heal her. Break her at least once, Lord. He said, shut up, Jesse. I said, okay. Wasn't long, it was over with. That's the way that stuff works. Went to the theater. We have a theater in our home. Watch a movie. She's sitting there. She goes, I know what that means. I want some ice cream. But I don't want to go get it. I mean, because I should not eat it. I get it. I said, would you want anything? No. I said, with butter and pecan on it, would you like that? No, yes. It was over with. You know, this devil just trying to ruin a Saturday. We just got that rebuked. Glory to God. Started off real good. But just something. You just something about ministry. Got a letter from the IRS? I guess you got it, David. David's my tax attorney. I said, oh, Jesse. I said, send this to David. If something wrong, put him in jail. Right here. For you, the IRS people, here's the man. I just did what he said. We didn't do nothing wrong. They got a computer glitch, and we got the proof, so we'll just show up, and that'll be over with. But that can ruin your day. What I want to do is call them and say, I've lost all my emails. We have destroyed all the servers. Whoo! Number five. Does he meditate? And in his law, doth he meditate day and night? It's not just on Sunday. Not just thinking about it. Meditating on it. This is pleasing God. God says, look, they're thinking about me. They're thinking about my word. See, meditation is the sap of the soul. It simply means to have one's thoughts come back spontaneously. Think about that. Meditation is the sap of the soul. It simply means to have one's thoughts come back spontaneously. It carries the purifying and repairing forces of the word throughout the whole nature, throughout your whole nature when you meditate. Now are you clean through the word? You ever notice when you repent over something, how good you feel? You know what happened? You just cleaned yourself. You ever be working all day and sweating like a mule, man, and you just get in that shower or bath, whatever you do, take a shower, and you go, oh. It's just nice to just take a nice shower. I'm not a person to take baths. I take mostly showers. But every once in a while, I will take a bath. And Kathy got a bathtub that'll knock your socks. Look like a queen. I mean, it got lights in it. There's a big old bathtub. I married to go swimming in it with goggles. I'm telling you, I ain't lying. My granddaughter, she go swimming with goggles. Get my goggles there, grandfather. Okay, whoa, but boom, man. Can you imagine anything got purple and blue lights? Boy, that's LSD. Cat got a big bag. He got a big, I mean, it's got a big old, what do you call that thing? Big old ledge around it and all kinds of stuff. Oh, it's pretty. It's beautiful, man. But the other day, I filled that thing up, man. I just sat in that pool, I call it a pool, a day old bathtub. And I reached over. And I thought, man, I can't even get to the faucets here. Lord, just, I'm sliding myself. And then I slipped and I was under the water. Good Lord. She come walking, you taking a bath? I said, yeah, I just thought I'd just soak. Then I washed myself and all kinds of stuff. Then I got looking around, I said, I got to go take a shower to get this soap off me. Because the soap's in the water. Then Kathy got some stuff to make you smell good. I mean, I can't go outside smelling like a woman. I got to go take another shower, you know. You see. But I just, and you know, I sat in that crazy tub and I just said, and before you know it, man, I'm thinking about stuff. All that kind of stuff, you know. Yeah. Meditating. I meditate on this ministry all the time. Lord, what to do? When to do it? Where to do it? How to do it? You know, people support this ministry financially. They need those finances. I'm not going to waste that. No. I'm going to stand before God clean when it comes to your money. And I'm going to stand before God clean when it comes to my body. I keep it in subjection. I ain't the ugliest man in the world. And I don't need Viagra. Well, I got your revelation there, didn't I? Look at the men. Look at Kathy, got her head down. Oh, go. I don't need any of that trash. I ain't bragging on that. Look at Kathy. Oh, Lord. I don't need any of that. How many of you men need prayer? Look at the men. I ain't telling my sister. I don't care about that stupid stuff. Stupid. I thank God that I'm healthy. I thank God. I really do. I just don't think about that stuff. I really don't. Never have. I get up every day saying, Lord, this is the day that the Lord hath made. See, that's meditation. That's the sap of my soul. I'm 65 years old, and I know I'm 65. Don't misunderstand me. And I mean, I can still run around the block. I just don't want to. I had a guy ask me the other day, man, you used to run up and down Ormond Boulevard every day for years. Why don't you do that anymore? I don't want to. Not that I can't. I can. I just don't want to. I thought, why? It doesn't change the number. It still keeps going up. It don't change the number. Have you ever been at a funeral and someone looking at a dead man say, he look good? No, he don't look good. He dead. He look dead. The man who look good. The man dead. Yeah. I still do exercise. I do 17 miles a week on a treadmill. I'm very disciplined to that stuff. Do you like it? No. I like eating. No, I don't like that. No. But you know, that's part of my life, I guess you could say. And I use them a little weight and trying to build my chest back up. Because, man, when I lost all that weight, and I still wear the same size pants, but I want my chest fell in my underwear. Man, it was gone. I thought, Jesus, what happened to my chest? What happened to my arms? Well, and the Lord, and then look, God said, well, you got a bunch of dumbbells over there. Start working that thing out. So I've been, you notice I've been getting a little bit, yeah. I've been working out, man. I've been pushing hard. I mean, I've inspired Kathy. She getting, I'm on, man, I hear, sometimes she's on there. No. I said, go ahead, Kathy. Glory to God. She gets up there. See, Kathy likes to exercise. Somebody exercise, and she's drinking coffee and a donut. Okay, go ahead, do the exercise. Did you exercise this morning? Sure did. I watched it all. I did. No, it don't work that way, you know. Yeah. You know, there's some things I have to do, and there's some things God's got to do. He don't try to do my job. I don't try to do his job. We're both pleasing to each other. I told him this morning, I went in my study, I said, boy, you know, God, you've been so good to me. Can I just rehearse a little bit how good you've been to me? Let me rehearse a little bit. It's good to go back in time. You know when you did this? You know when you did that? You know, I tell you what, God, you went over and above and beyond on this. I never even expected. That was beyond what I could think. I couldn't believe that. Yet you just put extra to it. He said, you know why? Because you meditated on my word. While you were meditating on my word, I was increasing you more and more. Not only spiritually, only physically, financially. This is just amazing. I can't seem to give enough money away. I just get it back. And over. Y'all heard me when I paid off that house? Yes. Yeah. Was somebody out here when y'all heard? Yeah. I'm not trying to brag about that. How many of y'all were here when I paid off? You don't mind me saying, huh, Travis? And yeah. Do you know? Now, I ain't going to tell you how much I paid. I didn't even know how much they owed. I had no idea. I had no concept. I didn't care. Didn't make no difference. Well, we did it. Do you know I've got back five times that amount? Now, how long ago was that, Angie? A month? In the last month, I've got back five times what I paid the house off. I didn't even try. I didn't say, okay, God, you got to show up, show out. Why y'all all way in the back there? What's the matter? Y'all scared I come? Oh, I just knows how far some of your people are back there. Think about that. Five times the amount. I didn't even try. I didn't have time. We got a big tax bill next year. David, glory to God. I didn't even try. I said, Lord, thank you. He said, no, Jesse, thank you. Why'd you do that, Lord? Meditate. You please me. That doesn't mean I've always pleased him. I've made mistakes. Don't misunderstand. I ain't no angel by no means. I've had some people try to put halos on my head. I just take them off. I really am not used to being called Dr. Duplantis. I don't know. I am a Dr. Duplantis. I have an honorary doc. I got a doctor. I got two doctor degrees sitting in my office. And I know it's an act of respect, and I appreciate it. Don't misunderstand. But most of the time, I just say, my name's Jesse. I have people say, how would you like to address you, Jesse? No. How would you like to address you? Jesse. That's fine. That's okay. Whatever. You know, and you know, the Lord will give you honor when you don't even ask for it. He said, if you honor me, I will honor you. You know, think about that, ladies and gentlemen. That's meditation. So let me go through this five again. Number one, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Number two, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Number three, nor sitteth in the seat of scornful. Number four, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And number five, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Day and night. It's a continuous thing. Let me explain that. That doesn't mean you're going to church 24 hours a day. No, I'm not talking about that. But see, you go to church, but you actually live in church. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Every day. There's some things happen in life that it's very hard to understand. So you know what I do? Instead of meditating on the problem, I meditate on the answer. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing. I know what God will do concerning giving. Now, see, most people don't believe in the 30, 60, and 100-fold. I just happen to do that. I believe that because it's in red and it was wrote by a Jew.
Right.
You ever notice that it seems like the most hated people in the world are Jewish people? Why? Why? Why not Cajuns? Why not the Swiss? Why not the Germans? Why not the Polish? Why not the French? Why not the English? Why the Jews? Everywhere. Why? Come on, think for a second. Why? Because Satan hates what God loves. Because he chose them. Not that you were worse. He put you in. You actually, if you're born again, you're an engrafted Jew. You're in the body of Christ. But can't you see that? I mean, let's just use some intellect for a second. Why does everybody want to kill? I mean, since the minute God chose Abraham, and Abraham wasn't Jewish. But God made him a Jew through a covenant. Circumcision. Now, to a man, that's as bad as it gets. Circumcision. That's why it's done as babies. So you don't remember. Even the baby goes, "Wah! What's your problem?" And from that point on, the world has hated the Jew. That's satanic. It's not anti-Semitic. It's worse than that. That's satanic.
Yes, it is.
That's Satan trying to do everything. Kill us, the church, the Jew. That ought to tell you something. Isn't that amazing? That UN, let me get a little political. That UN, when will they tell Hamas to quit shooting rockets? You want to stop? Quit shooting the rockets. Should they be bombing everything? No, I don't want no innocent children. But my God, when you put innocent kids in front of bombs, come on. I mean, if you live in a neighborhood and they just come by your house every day and shot through your windows, I mean, how long are you going to take that? I'm not being political here, but you have a right to protect yourself. We have to use some sense here. Are you against the Palestinians? No! I ain't against any of them. I ain't against any human being. What's causing that? What's behind that? And look at the innocent people that die. I love you, bombing civilians. Well, let's look at us. Let's look at every country in World War II. They all started out not bombing civilians, but they wound up doing it. Because that's how you, sad to say, when everybody realized that the whole place is going to die, then people kind of come to their senses. Let's quit. Now we've created weapons enough to destroy us. I said, you got to be an idiot to create a weapon to kill yourself. Yeah, we've done it. They call it deterrent. Isn't that a sad thing that we got to have a nuclear weaponry as a deterrent? I mean, what part of that bullet, that explosion, you don't understand? The other day, a pastor took me for my birthday to D-Day. I don't know if anybody been to the D-Day Museum? In World War II. And we were sitting in there watching that film. And then he said, and then this, everybody know what I'm talking about? When you see that, all of a sudden you see that bright light, you're in dark, boom! See, that's all you ever see. You go from, if it's 90 degrees, to 10 million degrees instantly. The explosion is not killing you. It's a wall of fire. 10 million degrees. That's what's happening right now at the sun. That's nuclear explosion. That's nuclear fission. Exploding. Boom, man. Isn't that something? And yet you can take something so terrible as the sun and make it produce life. Something so terrible as electricity, but yet it ran your hair dryer this morning. They ought to give a Nobel Peace Prize to a person who created air conditioning. They should. Because it's caused more peace in a house, air conditioning. Yes. You don't believe me? Cut the electricity off and you're going to see some fights going on pretty soon. That is the number one peace prize. They ought to God created air conditioning. But you see, so you, if you control something, fix it. People could live happy. Let me say this in close. God gets no pleasure in all that fighting going on in the Middle East. He don't care for any of that. And he gave us enough sense to stop it. And it's amazing to me that people that can actually stop it is the ones that need to meet and quit lying to each other or whatever and breaking promises and shut it down. Ceasefire? What's the ceasefire for? So you can rearm? Yeah. If you really want to stop it all, let me just say this. All you people that may be watching worldwide in the Middle East, you're sitting in the most phenomenal spot in the world. You got three of the biggest religions sitting in one city called Jerusalem. You got so much unemployment, and yet everybody in the world want to go to Jerusalem. If everybody quit fighting everybody, you'd have to ask people to come live. You couldn't fill all the jobs that we need because the world wants to come and see this. There's 70% unemployment in the Palestinian area. That's sad. It could all stop. They all want economy and money. You're sitting in the most perfect place in the world. It would stop it all. You'd have the Muslims. You'd have the Christians. You'd have the Jewish people coming, man. You'd have Buddhists come. You'd have people. Let's come see this. History, boy. This is history. All you got to do is meditate on the Word of God. And you'll find peace that passeth all understanding. I'm telling you one thing. It would be the richest, and even though it got oil riches, the money would be the most phenomenal you've ever seen in your entire life. Anyway, there would be no, everyone wants to go there as a vacation just to see this. The amount of history that is there. And then you got refugee camps and people starving. Does that make any sense? No, it don't. See, that's man's inhumanity to man. There's demons behind that. And we better start recognizing that you're not going to stop a demon with a UN council.
That's right.
And you're not going to stop him even with a bomb. Because he's going to come back at you. You stop him with the Word of God. That's how you stop that. You take the Muslim, you take the Jew, and you take the Christian and say, we're stopping this. We may not agree on some areas, but we are going to agree that God loves people. And we're going to have a place to show God, to show people where God started in our way of thinking. You know where the Garden of Eden was? You have any idea? Do you know where God planted it? Anybody know? Iraq. I mean, who wants to go to Iraq? I had a guy ask me the other day, hey, Brother Jesse, you've been all over the world. Yeah. Hey, would you like to go to Dubai? No. But they got the biggest buildings in the world. Yeah, they got the biggest sand desert you ever saw in your life, too. And it's hot. It's 100 and something degrees. You go. Yep, they got France. They made France out of right? You know, they got little countries. They just built the islands up in the water. Well, I'd just rather go to Paris if I'm going to go to France. To get up on a building that's almost 150, 180, I don't know, stories. I've been higher than that on my plane. That don't interest me. But it interests a lot of people, you know. Because they get to see all, they see money. See, money, I'm going to say this in close. Money don't impress me. But what impresses me is what money does. Because it's simply a tool. You don't ever fall in love with it. Because it will hurt you. It's a Judas. It'll get away from you. It'll leave you flat. Oh, but if you make it seed. And you meditate the word of God on your finance. Guess what? You'll get 5 times the amount too. 5 times the amount in a month's time. I have not done anything different. Maybe I should have paid off 3 or 4 of them. But then I'd be on the news. But you see, you come too late to tell me this don't work. That's right. It does work. That doesn't mean the devil don't fight us financially. I want you to understand. We just got back our plane, finished it out. It is gorgeous. But they tore it apart. I mean, literally tore it apart. They checked everything inside, borescope inside, making sure there's no microbes for corrosion, and because you know you got jet fuel that's very corrosive. I mean, it cost me almost $600,000. If you add the new paint job and all the different things, that's a lot of money. Not on a multi-million-dollar jet, is it? That's for God's work. That means if Jesse goes home to be with the Lord tonight, whoever takes this ministry is going to use. I don't own the thing. I could own it. I chose not to. I could own this. I chose not to. The church, they didn't have the money to build this. I chose not to. Why? So your children could come to a church and wouldn't have to worry about paying it off. That it would be debt free to your children and your children's children. And you know what people come in here? You know how old this building is right now? This one's 14 years old. This one. The other ones are 16, 17 years old. And it looked like we built it a year ago. Yeah. That's because of Ricky and them. And maintenance. They flat take care of this place. People said, we love how you keep your yards and your grass. Everything is, yeah, it's God's house. We want you to be proud of it. And you that have just recently started coming, you don't have to pay for it. Your children don't have to pay for it. Your children's children don't have to pay for it. You know, how I done that? I meditated to owe no man anything but to love him. I meditated on that word of God. I did it for one reason only. Not so I could just say it to you, so I could please God. That's what we did. That's why we asked you to give. Because 100% of it goes into God's work. None retires debt of any kind. We're going to replace that $600,000. So that's still God's work. I'm going to replace. I want that $600,000 back. Why? So I can get 600,000 people saved. Why would God tell her to fix everything and just look at it because it's Nuna? You see my point? There's a reason for that. It's not so we can look good. It's a reason to go somewhere and minister, like tomorrow in Connecticut, in New York, Tuesday night in Manhattan, and in Pennsville, New Jersey. We're going for one reason. You, people, reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time. Did you enjoy it today? Yeah.